The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
And good morning. Welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us Sunday morning. A lot of good stuff going on out there. We're going to talk about insurance planning update. I can smell the coffee going, got the toast going. We have an expert to help us kind of navigate this crazy insurance landscape, what we need, what we don't need, try to figure out what we need to review. Les Von Lossberg with us here in the studio. Thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure to be here.
So confusing. You hear one thing, you know, about insurance, you read something else. It seems like there's always different points of view of what to do. I mean, what do you tell your clients when it comes to insurance, what they need or what they don't need and so forth?
When it comes to need, you sit down and talk to someone about what they would like to have happen if they were not going to be around to earn the money they need to make that happen. And of course, we're talking about financial security for themselves and their families. And once you can get some idea of what people's goals are, you can start to think about whether or not there are insurance products available that will help them achieve those goals.
So we say needs. So needs are like, okay, so I may want long-term care insurance or health insurance, life insurance. It really comes from need for us, right? So you're saying the client comes to you and says, I have a need. I want to plan for if I pass away or I'm a young couple and we make sure to take care of my children in case something happens.
That's absolutely what you're referring to. That's what we're talking about when we're talking about need. If a person is working and they're earning $100,000 a year or $50,000 a year or $75,000 a year, they can expect to do that for 20 or 30 or 40 years, some people. If something happens to get in the way of that, something like premature death or disability, then some other way has to be found to provide that income for a family.
Right. But I don't know, when people say the word insurance, it's right away you get that knee-jerk reaction, oh, insurance, or I don't need insurance, I don't like insurance. And I mean, how do you kind of overcome that, you know, to do the real family planning that one has to do, which is, you know, take a look at their situation and so forth. But how do you overcome that insurance stigma, so to speak?
You have to remind people that nobody likes insurance. I don't like insurance. I don't like paying my insurance premiums month after month after month. The only time people like insurance is when it pays off.
Right.
And obviously with a life insurance policy, it's not a matter of me liking that my life insurance policy pays off because I'll be gone. But I know while I'm alive that if something happens to me and I die prematurely, my family will be taken care of.
Right.
When it comes to medical insurance or disability income insurance, it's all the same thing. If I become disabled or I'm very old and I need long-term care, I know that I'm not going to become destitute because I have a backup plan. And the backup plan, even though we don't like paying the premiums, and they may at times seem like they're too high,
right?
We pay those premiums because it's a lot cheaper.
Well, it's a good
cheaper.
Thing. For life insurance, I like that I'm paying my premiums every month because that means I'm still here.
That's right.
I wasn't paying life insurance policy. But again, there is this stigma, but we definitely need it. And so, you know, what's the advice you get to individuals and families who are kind of, you know, they're looking to buy life insurance or like, you know, so, okay, you know, I made a decision now. I finally want to do, you know, something in the way of planning. I really want to put some money away for disability insurance, long-term care insurance if you're older, or life insurance. Like, what are the type of things you're telling individuals and families about that?
Most importantly, what I'm telling people is while they have this desire to act, they should act now.
Mm-hmm.
And this is important.
That's a good point.
For a lot of different
momentum.
Reasons.
Right.
Yeah. One is you'll never have more time to plan than you've got right now.
Which that's true. We always put things off no matter what it is. Yeah.
Which we can turn around to say you're never going to be younger than you are right now.
Well, I don't like that, but okay.
And chances are that you're never going to be healthier than you are now.
Right. Good point.
And we have a long life ahead of us, and it gets longer.
It's so funny you say that because, you know, in the office I get calls after mom has a stroke or something happens. After something happens, it feels like that's when people want to get involved and do those type of things.
That's right. Then it's too late.
Well, if you're just tuning in, you listen to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, with you every Sunday morning right here on WHUD. Today's topic, insurance planning update. We have an expert with us, Les Von Lossberg, who's helping us navigate the insurance world and so forth. So you finally get somebody who says, okay, you know what? The light bulb goes off. A friend passed away. I know I need to get life insurance. Or a light bulb goes off. You know, a friend has some horrible car accident and has disability insurance. Is that kind of what it takes sometimes to get people motivated to look into insurance, that something has to happen? Do you find that in your space?
Unfortunately, that does motivate people. Yeah. Something happens to someone that's close to them, and they realize what the actual impact of that event is.
Right.
They realize somebody doesn't have money to pay for the mortgage or the rent. There's not enough money now to send a child to college. There's no more medical insurance because they don't have an opportunity to carry it on after a wage earner dies.
Right.
Or someone becomes disabled, and they find out that disability is not just about paying your basic bills. Right. On top of that, you also have all the extra expenses that come when someone does become disabled.
Yeah, and I guess when people are shopping for insurance, I'm sure it's a lot different experience than shopping for a car, you know, because with a car you walk out something nice and shiny and so forth. But when you're taking someone, let's take it through a process. Someone's now said, you know what, my friend passed away, or my friend got sick or whatever, and now I'm motivated to do something. I know, I'm sure it comes down to cost. I'm sure you hear that a lot. But what are the other factors that people should be looking at when it comes to insurance, other than just cost?
They should look certainly at the companies that are being offered to them. The company should be good, strong, financially stable companies. They should be generally larger.
But most insurance companies say, hey, we are large and we're good. But is there a rating system?
Well, there are rating systems. There are S&P rates. There are
AM Best, I guess.
AM Best rates. Right. Those rates are important, but it's important to remember also that companies buy those rates. Mm-hmm. They buy those ratings. So you want to look at a company that is doing business actively. You want to look at a company that is doing a substantial amount of business, and that company has a good reputation.
And they're committed to that type of business.
And they're committed to this type of business, right? Whatever it is you're looking at.
But I'm sure you would say comparison shop as well, right? So make sure it's apples and apples what you're looking for, but also, you know, make sure you got the right price and so forth.
Yes. Pricing is a major issue depending on what you're going to get out of the policy. One of the interesting things about the industry today is that there are many opportunities to get insurance policies, life insurance policies, that do more than just protect someone in the event of premature
death. Right, and after the break, I want to hear about it because there's definitely these hybrid strategies. If you're just tuning in, you listen to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, insurance planning update. We'll be right back right after these messages, and we're going to pick up right where we left off. We're going to find out these hybrid strategies that are out there that could actually cover life and health all in one. We'll be right back.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. So glad you're joining us Sunday morning. And you just heard Mike Bennett, all from my book, Not Your Father's Retirement, for free. Not Your Father's Retirement. You can get that book, first 20 callers, 845-371-0101. The early bird gets the worm this morning, a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning, from topics from taxes to insurance to this crazy volatile market. I think that's a good time to be picking up this book right now for free. The first 20 callers, call 845-371-0101. And the book sells on Barnes & Noble and Amazon for $17.99. But if you're one of the first 20 calls this morning, you will get that book for free. Again, pen and paper ready. 845-371-0101. 1-800-875-5701. And also listen to the Mike and Casey Show every Monday through Friday morning. I'm right on there around 8:25 in the morning, giving you the national news, the market update, the local index, the Hudson Valley Index, as we call it, and local business news. So right there, every Monday through Friday, we got you covered on the Mike and Casey Show around 8:25 in the morning. Saturday, we take a break, and we're with you here Sunday morning. And today's topic, insurance planning update. We have an expert with us, Les von Losberg, who's helping us trying to navigate insurance. But what, you know, let's kind of read, what should people be doing immediately when it comes to insurance? What are some of the things they should be doing?
Well, one of the things that people should be doing immediately is reviewing their current life insurance policies. And they should be doing this for a number of reasons. We've experienced a stagnant and low fixed interest rate market for almost 2 decades.
Right.
And that's damaged the ability of insurance companies to invest the premium dollars that they earn to get enough money out of their investments to pay their expenses, and on top of that, to pay the guaranteed returns in many of the policies that are out there.
Right. So let me go back. So some people may have taken insurance policy out 10 years ago and say, hey, after paying for 10 years, your premiums will vanish because the dividends will pay for itself. But with these low rates that we've had for so long, that hasn't happened.
That's right. Dividends have been reducing over time. Internal interest rates in universal life policies and variable universal life policies have been reducing wherever there's an interest rate involved. And the variable policies is a guaranteed account. Those interest rates have gone down. Otherwise, that money is involved in the stock markets.
Right. So first thing to do is review. And look, if you're listening here, you know, we cover topics every Sunday from taxes to the markets, the economy, corrections, insurance. But I would say, too, if people are listening in, before we're not talking about going out and buying insurance. First thing we're saying, step one, if you're really going to do financial planning, and again, the topic is, I mean, our host today every day is called GPS for Your Finances. So it kind of covers all of it. But really take a look at what you have first before even entertaining other new insurance, right? Like take a look at what you have.
Absolutely. And you want to do that because all the best financial planning in the world comes to nothing if a person dies prematurely, suffers a serious long-term disability, or has an illness. Right. So that kind of coverage underlies everything else.
But doesn't it feel like most people, again, and we get sidetracked from life too, life happens. But you know, basically you met with somebody from 10 years ago at your kitchen table, you signed some paperwork, you got a contract, you put it away, and you're done with it. I mean, don't you feel like a lot of people do that type of, I'm listening, is that you at home? Do you feel like a lot of people do that type of scenario? Again, did something, put it away, and forget about it, and so forth.
For one reason, people themselves forget what they've done.
Right, good point.
They know they've got insurance. They don't know how much. They don't know what kind it is. They don't know how it works. And the agents that sell it are often unavailable. They don't give out their phone numbers. They don't keep up with their addresses. They don't make sure people can contact them.
Right. And I also hear a lot of people say, you know, my company covers me or my company will cover me. I mean, what do you say to that as far as an overall plan? Let's say, you know, if I pass away, I get 2X or 3 times my, you know, salaries, my life insurance.
Right. And those things are good, those benefits that employers provide. They may, however, provide inadequate disability income insurance because they're only providing a certain amount or percentage of salary. They will possibly let that insurance go.
They may move companies.
65.
Yeah, a lot of different
somebody may
happen.
Move from one company to another. People think they have, for example, long-term care insurance because their major medical insurance policy says in its contract that they provide long-term care. They do provide long-term care under very strict circumstances. Only medical care has to be in a skilled nursing facility.
Well, yeah, if you're just tuning in, you listen to a GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. Today's topic, insurance planning update. We have an expert in this field, Les von Losberg. And, you know, right before the break, we were kind of teased our listeners and said, hey, there's some type of other strategies out there, like a hybrid strategy that can maybe cover, look, people want life insurance, they want long-term care insurance, but now there's some policies, I guess, you know, hybrid policies that can cover both.
Right. There's been a real push in the last 10 years for particularly life insurance policies to provide lifetime benefits, benefits right. for the insureds prior to death. And they come in two forms. One is in the ability to get cash out of your policy, not just buildup of cash value based on how the securities markets do or guaranteed growth and then dividend growth. But in fact, there are some policies that allow you to have an enforced savings program for yourself by guaranteeing you the right after 15 years, for most of them, to get back 50% of your premiums.
So you're protected for those 15 years.
That's right.
And you still get half of your money back.
That's right.
Cases.
And you can keep the policy up to 20 or 25 years. And in that 20 to 25 year period, you can get back 100% now,
but these
of your premiums.
Because I always hear like New York State's really difficult to work with. Here are some of these great deals and you find out, oh, it's not offered in New York. These type of scenarios or concepts we're talking about today, is that available in New York?
They are absolutely available in New York. And that's just to provide income. There are also policies that will allow you to keep your contract. If you set up your contract, for example, to run to age 100, you will have the ability sometime by age 85 to take 10% of your death benefit while you're alive every single year to support your lifestyle.
Wow. Okay.
So you can get your death benefit.
Some interesting planning
without
around
dying.
That then. Yeah, so,
absolutely.
So definitely a lot of new type of products that are out there to match, I guess, our complex world that we live in. And again, and that's why it's kind of great to have people like you on our show to help us point us in the right direction and try to understand those things. And after a break, we're going to pick up right where we left off here in insurance planning update. I know people don't love insurance, but guess what? There's some really new, interesting products out there that if you get to know about them, review what you're doing, may make a lot of sense. So Ken Mahoney here of Mahoney Asset Management, GPS for your finances. We'll be right back right after this break.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. You just heard Mike Bennett give my books away for free. What does he do? Oh, we asked him to give us our books away for free. Not Your Father's Retirement. Think about everything that's happening in this world, the volatility. We actually cover chapters that talk about making volatility your friend. So some Sundays you can join us, some Sundays you can't. The perfect companion, we believe, is Not Your Father's Retirement for the first 20 callers today by calling 845-371-0101. Get a pen and paper ready. Here we go. 845-371-0101. Now, it sells on Barnes & Noble and Amazon for $17.99, but this book's for free. Now, you can also go to WHD.com, scroll down, lower right-hand corner, get your book that way, or you can call 845-371-0101. Today's topic on GPS for Your Finances, insurance planning update with expert Les von Lossberg. And right before the break, we started talking about, you know, the concepts of these different type of products that are out there conceptually. Basically, you have a hybrid where you have life insurance and long-term care all-in-one insurance.
Right. You can put a lot of your planning into a single product using these kinds of policies. And what happens is that you can look at a number of different options. One of them is a hybrid policy, which has a relatively small death benefit, but by adding riders, you can take that death benefit amount. For example, let's say it's $120,000. You can turn that
into $120,000 face value?
Face value, okay. Of death benefit. And you can purchase that with riders on that policy so that while you have that $120,000 of death benefit, you also can have up to three or four times that amount of money available if you need long-term care, spread out over 4, 5, or 6 years.
Wow, this is interesting. So scenario, $120,000 life insurance. Also, there's a long-term care component, which is a rider. I'm sure you have to pay a little bit extra for that. And then you can get, $380,000
right.
Worth of coverage.
That's right. You can also get a life insurance policy that has a life insurance long-term care rider.
Okay.
And that long-term care rider allows you to access the death benefit while
prior
you're still alive.
Benefit.
So if you buy a $500,000 policy, you would have $500,000 available to pay long-term care expenses as you would need them. There are limitations,
sure.
And you pick them up early. It's
but
either 2, 3, or 4%.
Yeah, some of these people have these old policies. policies. Again, whole life policies from 1994, 1983. They obviously don't have these, I guess, riders and these type of things, right? So that's why you really want to review to see what you have first and see whether you can update it, 2018 version of these insurance and long-term care.
That's right. Because nobody likes to pay insurance premiums, it's important to pay premiums on policies that will do the most for you.
But could you take, let's say I have a whole life for many, many years. I now have $20,000 in cash value. Can you roll that in and use that cash value towards a purchase of a hybrid that covers life and long-term care?
Absolutely. There's an Internal Revenue Code section called 1035 that lets you roll over even gain in those policies that hasn't been taxed yet into a new policy, and to use that to give you better benefits. Right. But there are other reasons to do these reviews right now. Because of the low interest rate environment that we've had for two decades, insurance companies that are issuing universal life policies particularly have been increasing their internal costs of insurance. Mm. And they have been increasing them so the premiums that are required sometimes double, triple, quadruple, or more.
That's not good.
And they're not giving adequate notice to people in the field who own those policies. So it's important to know that your insurance policy is doing what it was supposed to do and that what you're paying for it will keep it in force for as long as you want it.
That's great advice. If you're just tuning in to GPS Your Finances, I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today, we have an insurance expert talking about insurance planning update. And I think about the landscape has changed in so many industries. In our industry, financial planning industry, we now have robo-advisors, okay, artificial intelligence, all these type of things. I mean, insurance has been pretty much the same all these years, but now you're telling me about these new products. But what's the industry like? Is it changing, like our industry's changing and other industries are changing? How do you kind of sum up the kind of industry at this point?
The industry is becoming more technology oriented. There's a lot more work being done electronically with electronic applications and electronic signatures, electronic policy delivery. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of outsourcing where companies are sending their basic information practices, putting things into their systems, reviewing applications to make sure they're complete, in the hands of people who are outside the United States or possibly inside the United States, taking them away from
technology changes pretty much every industry, I guess.
Everything.
Right. And projections and so forth. Now, I know you've said this to me before. If someone wants a review, the first thing they should probably do is call their old company and say, send me a reprojection or a reclassification.
That's right. Okay. If you have a life insurance policy, you should call up your company and tell them you want to see what's called an in-force illustration.
In-force illustration.
Tell me what's going to happen if I continue to do exactly what I'm doing right now.
Right. I can't afford the premiums anymore. It's $400 a month, making that up. And then say, you know what, I don't want to pay more premiums. How much do I have to cut of my death benefit, or will this continue to over this lapse? So those are the scenarios you can do.
That's
as
right.
Well.
You can do many, many different scenarios, but you want to find out whether or not the policy as you bought it is going to exist. If you can't pay the full premium and you can pay half the premium, you can ask for a second illustration that says, show me what happens if I pay half of what I'm paying now.
Right.
But
right.
That without that information, you really can't know for sure whether or not your policy is going to continue to be there when you want it to be there and that it will do what you want it to do.
Right. And this goes back. Look, when people are listening, it's like the Mercedes commercial. We live here too, meaning you get busy, things go on. But I know a lot of people have these different policies that are out there that, again, they sign up with good intention. At that time, were very good products. You know, things have changed now. And somehow I think that policy is sitting in some old box somewhere or has been dusted off. But I think the reason why we have these programs is to get people to start, you know, getting past the law of inertia. You start kind of looking at things, their investments, at their 401k plans, do some tax planning, in this case, do some insurance planning. Any last-minute thoughts you can give our listeners about the need for this insurance and reviews?
Don't wait.
Don't wait.
Now is the time to do it, and you will be better off for knowing that you're financially secure or knowing that you can make a change that will make you more financially secure.
Well, thank you for being here, Les. It's been great. And again, I hope you enjoyed today's program, GPS for Your Finances, Insurance Planning Update. We're with you every Sunday morning. Until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to a GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. And Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.